The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org, 88.1 FM on your radio dial. I always like to say radio dial. Does anybody even have a dial, or you just have those scan things? You push the button. So maybe it should be 88.1 on your radio push thing. I don't know.
Something your knob. Like your knob.
Your knob.
Your knob. Okay.
So, today is the day after the traffic storm of the century. We'll be talking with some terrific guests. But first of all, the co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, very well. Thank you.
How was your trip in?
Wasn't bad. I always leave plenty of time and hang out in the library for a while to make sure I'm here.
That's so studious of you. So it's great to co-host with you again. We've had the honor and privilege. I've had the honor and privilege of doing it several times, and it's always fun.
And we always do a great show. So I'm looking forward to this one.
I think so. And maybe we'll even let our guests talk occasionally.
Sounds good. Sounds good. We'll give it a try.
So today we have a great show. We have Diane Ficalora. And Diane, you're a chef.
Yes, I am.
And we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving recipes and hopefully some other things culinary-minded. And you have a great little bio you sent us, and you've worked at some really tremendous places. So, you know, the only downside is I don't have any samples here.
Well, if it wasn't for the storm, you would have.
All right. Well, maybe next time we'll have some nice baked goods. After Diane, we'll be talking with Dr. Marlene Levy, and she is a Project Independence member and also the president of the New York Society of Clinical Hypnosis. Yeah, very interesting. And she's going to be talking about hypnosis and pain management. So that should be an interesting half an hour. Following Dr. Levy, we'll have Old Time Radio, and we'll be listening to the Lone Ranger train wreck plot. And that, I guess, debuted April 29th, 1938.
Wow.
So the Long Ranger rides again.
I guess so. And then the last segment of the radio show, of course, is Talk of the Town. And that's with Christina Liu, who is our fabulous radio show producer of Project Independence and You. And she puts together these shows every week, brings in all the guests, and they're always wonderful. And the shows always go too fast, because we always need more time. So, and Christina is also the Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead Department of Services for the Aging, which is our main program is Project Independence. So we'll be here. And our engineer for the day is Victoria Honorado. So that's always nice to have her here, Victoria. So let's get right to it, food. Diane, why don't you tell us a little bit about what brought you to become a chef and what led you to, wanting to talk about it and create kind of, you know, these easy Thanksgiving recipes?
Well, first of all, I'm so happy to be here. I love to come here. Second of all, I always loved to cook, and it always came very easy to me, so I just decided that I was going to continue on and study it. So as I studied through the years and worked in all different places that were usually very busy, and one of the top three or four in the city, I found that it didn't always have to be so difficult. You could take something very, very difficult that you might think to make, and you could bring it a step down and create it in a simple way. So basically with Thanksgiving, I like to think of it as that, because there's so many other things that one needs to do in the week, in the day, and you really want to try to relax and enjoy your family in the interim.
Right, right.
So I'm finding that a lot of calories are being taken out of the meal. A good way to do it is roast. Roasting is a very good method for a lot of things. You could roast, of course, your meats and all your vegetables. You could roast fruits, certain fruits. And by doing this, you're really cutting out a lot of the fat.
So what's the difference, say, when you would say roast or bake or fry in the oven? How does that make a difference?
Well, roasting is usually at a higher temperature, anywhere from 400 to 450. Okay. Baking is used when you want a liquid to solidify and rise.
Okay.
So,
slower?
It's usually slower, and it's usually in a vessel, say like a cake or cookies that are individual and become solid from a semi-liquid. And then you have the bake, which is, you could also bake a meat, but it would be at a lower temperature.
Or a slow roast, I guess.
What a lot of people do is they'll start out high, like 450,
right.
425 maybe, and then you'll sear the outside of whatever it is, the roast, especially the prime rib or roast beef. You could do it with anything, pork. Chickens is great because you have that fat on the skin, and
right.
that high roast just like sears everything and makes it all crunchy and
hungry.
Juicy.
Okay.
So that's what you want to do. You want to create the juice and not dry out the meat.
Now, one of the considerations for calories with turkey is they shoot it up with butter to give it flavor. So how do we work around that and modify that? Can we and still get a tasty turkey?
Well, there's a lot of fat in this under the skin, between the skin and actually the flesh. So that's one way of the roasting. Now, keep in mind, when you do this process, and even if you did put butter on top or a little bit of olive oil for flavor, I mean, we want flavor, you
right.
know, salt, pepper, herbs. Herbs takes up a lot. They compensate a lot of flavor. A lot of times you could put them under the skin and it permeates into the
right.
flesh. But that high temperature roasting will just bring everything down in the pan. It won't really stay on the subject.
Right.
So are you saying that it's not necessary to have a turkey that's been injected with butter?
No. In my opinion, I'd say no.
Now, does it matter there are bags you can put around the turkey, or you can put it into a clay pot and cook it that way? Does that also have effects on the taste of, let's say, our turkeys?
Well, a bag is another way of cooking it. And so that's more of a bake. But now we're also, don't forget, once you introduce liquid, it's almost like a braise to a stew process. So you want to be careful,
right?
Because you don't want to boil that meat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put I guess they have turkey bags. I never really use them, but if you do cook in it, bake in it, you want to make sure that you don't put too much liquid in it, because you'll get like a steamed meat flavor. That's why you roast it.
One time I cooked a large chicken breast in my crock pot, and I just used a dry rub, and they said don't add liquid. I couldn't believe it, not even like a broth. So I closed it, and by the end it was covered with liquid. So it just kind of brought all the juices out. I added no liquid, just a dry rub to it. It was delicious. I lifted it up,
It was probably delicious.
Right, it was fabulous.
Don't forget, spices draw.
Right.
Spices draw out of protein. So once you make a dry rub on anything, even veggies, you're going to find that it's going to draw. And there's vegetables are mostly water.
Yeah.
So you're going to draw out a tremendous amount of moisture.
When I worked in the school system, the cook recommended stuffing the turkey with Granny Smith apples. She said that that would give flavor, and it did. I tried that, and I found that to be wonderful.
Well, I always say Thanksgiving is tradition. So whatever recipe that has been made year after year by families and their ancestors, you know, everyone wants to keep making them. Sometimes, though, to introduce a new flavor isn't a bad thing. So, yeah, you can do that. Or you could add the apple in the stuffing. Or you could make an extra stuffing with a different flavor as not to take away from the traditional one. But there's always room for a new flavor, especially with appetizers.
Right, right. I mean, stuffing. Let's talk about stuffing. How do you possibly make the calories go away in stuffing? I mean, and who really wants to?
True.
Well, when you think about it, though, besides the butter in there, besides the fact that it's a huge carbohydrate intake. It's what's so bad about it?
Nothing. No.
It's one of my favorites.
Awesome. I especially love like the stuffing at the end that gets crispy. I mean, that's like the coveted piece. You know, everybody like at my house that goes in the bowl and everyone's like, you know,
everyone has their favorite pickings.
Right. It's like that's mine, you know. Then we have our sweet potato. My mother makes sweet potato pie with the little marshmallows on top in the graham cracker crust. That's not fattening, right?
Not at all.
Close your eyes.
Oh, because grandma used to put the crushed pineapples in it and then brown sugar and dotted it not only with butter, but then she put the marshmallows and browned it.
It was just one day beyond.
So, because we are Project Independence and we are Senior Talk Radio, easy Thanksgiving recipes are great, especially as we get older and maybe we don't have as many guests or we're maybe just making something to bring. So maybe we could talk about, like, how we started off, just an easy Thanksgiving dinner to prepare at home for, you know, a few guests. And how, you know, how do you shop for it? What are the things that maybe you don't really need? Or just how to make it a little bit easier?
Right. Well, what I always suggest is make your list and make it early. Because once everything goes on sale, then you pick it up.
Right.
Nothing's going to really go bad except, you know, you want to pick up the vegetables at the last minute. If you're not having a huge crowd, I mean, you don't have to buy a whole turkey. You could buy turkey breast and you could buy turkey cutlets. They're delicious. Right. I constantly make turkey cutlets. They freeze well. They store well. I mean, they're quick. So you could do, instead of a whole bird, you could just do pieces if somebody wants a leg or a wing or whatever their favorite part is. And that's how you would tone down the turkey. Instead of a 20-pound turkey, you know, you buy a turkey breast or cutlets or pieces.
Right.
Then as far as your sides go, well, you still make your little sides, and a lot of things could be done ahead of time. You could make the stuffing 2 days before and keep it in the fridge, take it out to room temperature, and then bake it.
Right.
You could do your potatoes, you could clean them, you leave them in water so they don't turn, and you do that in the morning.
Right.
You could do two potatoes, you could bake the sweet potatoes, of course everyone likes them, and I saw a new little catch is to put a meringue on it.
Oh.
To leave them in, to leave them as is, baked, cut in half, and you make a quick meringue and just pipe it on top and bake them at the end. Ooh. At a high temp. Those would be really pretty, too, on the table. Also, the vegetables, you could make those at the last minute because, I mean, unless you want to get involved with certain vegetables, again, you could roast them. You could roast them the day before and heat them up.
You know what? We have about 20 seconds left before we go to our first break. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Thanksgiving dinner, and then we'll have to talk about dessert. I mean, how can we not talk about dessert for Thanksgiving dinner? So we'll be right back to Project Independence and You right here at wcwp.org.